15 signs someone special is thinking about you.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted, thrilled to be bringing you this daily personal empowerment Law of Attraction podcast. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, here to empower your life. So thank you so much for sharing this podcast on Facebook and around the internet. Today, we're going to talk about some signs. How can you tell if someone is thinking about you? Now, this could be, maybe somebody who's thinking of hiring you. It could be a long-lost friend. It could be a lover or somebody that you're in a relationship with. It could be any number of people. How do you know? What are the signs that you can look for to determine if this person is thinking about you? Particularly when it comes to relationships, because, you know, we do a lot of work with the Law of Attraction, helping people save their relationships, have new and better relationships. And it's nice to see these signs. So I'm going to share a few of them with you. Some of them are obvious. Others are not so obvious. If you once had a deep, loving relationship, chances are, from time to time, that person is thinking about you. Now think about it. There may be all kinds of bad junk, bad juju that went on between the two of you, caused you to break up or caused you to have a riff or a problem. But at some point in time, the two of you were happy, were in love, were optimistic. So if that existed at one time, there's a chance, a very good chance, that that person is thinking about you from time to time. It's just normal. You need to understand that. Number two, do they become emotional around you, even angry? Sometimes we take anger with the wrong sign. Anger is never appropriate, especially if it gets violent and vicious and name-calling. But when somebody gets emotional around you, either they break down crying or they're getting angry, they're thinking about you and they're feeling a lot about you. And so it's very, very important to understand that. It's important to understand that there is a layer of energy that takes place beneath the emotionalization. And oftentimes that energy is love. Does the person want to do favors for you? Do they want to do things for you? Do they want to cook you dinner? Do they fold your clothes for you or do the laundry? Do they mow the lawn for you? Do they paint a room for you? Do they work on your car or change your tires? Do they do things for you? If they do, there's like a 99% chance that they are thinking about you and that they're feeling something for you. Now, you may be stuck in the friend zone, or they may be in the friend zone. Who knows? But that doesn't mean that there isn't a desire for more. So if they're doing favors for you, that's important. If you are seeing sequences of numbers on license plates, your clock, your computer, currency, if you see sequence of numbers, particularly these ones, 1111, 3333, 4444, or 7777, if you see those sequences regularly, there's a little crinkle in the matrix, so to speak. And it's a sign that that person, the person you're thinking about, the person that you're interested in, is thinking about you, is giving you a great deal of thought. Now, you may not be receiving text messages, you may not be receiving phone calls or emails or letters, but that doesn't mean they're not thinking about you. Now, when you talk to someone, do their eyes kind of go up and to the left or up and to the right? That's an indication that they are accessing their emotions, their feelings, and they may be accessing old memories that awaken feelings. But they're accessing something. It's kind of like, you know, when you access something with your computer, when you access a file, that's what they're doing. They're accessing a file. And it's always, always a sign that that person is thinking about you, that they're accessing information that relates to you. Is the person that you're thinking about, that you're interested in, sometimes talkative, or just the opposite, totally quiet? Both extremes are examples that they're thinking about you. If they're talkative, they're nervous, and they're trying to compensate for their nervousness by talking. And if they're real quiet and kind of shut down, it's a sign that they're thinking about you, but that those feelings make them feel vulnerable. So either overly talkative or kind of closed down, the two extremes. Do they tell friends and family about you? Do they want to share you with the world? Do they want to share you on their Facebook page or their Instagram page? Do they talk about you and brag about you? Do they want to introduce you to people? This is all a positive sign that they are thinking about you. Now, likewise, if they are keeping you in the back room, only meeting you in the dark of night, hiding you from the rest of the world, they are thinking about you, but they're also concerned what other people will think about you. Number 8 on my list is, does that person show up in your dreams in a positive way? I mean, it can be fanciful. You two can be flying together in your dreams, but it has to be positive and optimistic. If that person is showing up in your dreams in a positive, optimistic way, there's a absolute, almost a certain chance that that person is thinking about you and emotionalizing you. Has the person created a pet name for you? If they have, it's a sign that they care about you and that they're thinking about you. So look for those little pet names. And they can happen even after two people have divorced. Two people have gone through a divorce or a separation or a breakup. But one person keeps using those pet names, it means that that person is thinking about you. Number 10, does the person act motherly or fatherly or protective of you? Are they checking on you? Hey, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You didn't get home. I wanted to see if you were okay. That kind of thing. Are they protective of you? I'm not talking about suspicious or jealous or anything else. Just protective, just caring. If they are, they're thinking about you a great deal, almost all the time. Do they futurize or want to futurize with you? Are they futurizing? Hey, we could do this for this weekend. We could go camping here. We could take a vacation here. We could take a cruise to the Bahamas here. That kind of thing. If they're futurizing, there's a real good chance, I mean a super chance, that they are thinking about you. Now, I'm going to give you some real big ones now. Some real big ones. And these are big ones if you've broken up with somebody and you really want to know if they're thinking about you. But first, if you've gone through some kind of breakup, if you're struggling through a relationship, why not put the power of the law of attraction to work for you? Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching and send us a letter. I'd like to read your letter. Let us know what's going on. We are here to help you. You can have the love you desire from the person you desire. Now, we always say that person or that thing or that car or something better. You know, whatever it is you're going for, there's always the option of something better. But I understand where your heart's at. You love that person. And you don't want the same old relationship. You want something new with that person. We can help you with the law of attraction. Okay? Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring. And make sure you include your phone number. If you live outside the United States, be certain to include your Skype phone number as well. We'll get in touch with you as soon as possible, okay?
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, here's a big one. They're text messaging you indirectly. They're texting about the children. They really are thinking about you, but they're talking about the children. They're talking about the car and the oil change that needs to take place. But they're really thinking about you. This is called the indirect message, and they're not directly connecting to you on an intimate level. They're doing it through an indirect method, and if you have children, it's usually children. If you have friends, sometimes it's about friends. It can be a number of different things, but it's an indirect way of keeping you in the game. Now, there's a huge secret that we employ when we mentor people, when that begins to happen, when they begin to get those indirect messages. And it's foolproof. It's foolproof. Next is, well, they're hiding a new person. Maybe they're dating someone else, but they're not putting them out in the open. They're kind of keeping them hidden. You know, maybe a few friends know about it, but they're just kind of keeping them hidden. And the reason they're doing that is that person is just there to take away some of the edge, to take away some of the pain, because they're really thinking about you. They're really craving you. That's what it's about. Number 14 is just the opposite. They're putting pictures of themselves and other women or other men on Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or someplace like that, all over the place. It's almost over the top. And the reason is it's designed to hurt you because for some reason, they feel at some point in time you've hurt them. And it's a sign that they're thinking about you. It's a sign that you can have a loving, intimate relationship with that person. You just need to know how to apply the law of attraction. Well, if they're asking friends and family about you, that's an obvious sign that they are thinking about you. Now, if you're divorced and have children, they may be asking the children about you. How's your mom doing? How's your dad doing? What are they up to? Blah, 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 that kind of thing. But if you don't have children, if you're not divorced, it could be a friend that they're asking, or a brother or a sister or something like that. If you hear about that, that's a big sign they're thinking about you. Look, there you go. 15 incredible signs that you can begin to use. And if you qualify for just two or three of them, even one or two, it's a pretty good chance that the two of you can have an incredible relationship together. You just need to build a bridge. And that takes time, and you have to know how to do it. We can help you with the law of attraction. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching by visiting our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. And hey, I want to remind you that if this podcast and this information is helping you, be sure and subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher or on YouTube. Go to our YouTube channel, Law of Attraction Solutions, and subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, you have a great day. You're going to have a wonderful day because I'm certain you're going to see the signs that you desire. Bye-bye now.